Think about affirmations. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital, California, with Thinking About Affirmations. How about that? And we're doing so with our meditation time. Thinking about affirmations in our meditation time. All of us, every moment of our life, are making affirmations. We're thinking thoughts, and every thought we think is an affirmation. Every idea that flows through our mind, we affirm about it one way or another, what it is that we're thinking about it. When we read in a magazine or a book, or we hear people talk about an idea, we think to ourselves, now, what does that idea mean? There's an interesting article in the Discovery magazine this month about magnetism and how magnetism has always befuddled the minds of the great scientists and the great religious thinkers and the great people of all time who wonder how such a thing can exist. How something so invisible can repel, and how something so invisible can draw. How a magnet draws another magnet to it, but it has to be the right end of the magnet. It cannot be the same ends of the magnet because they will repel each other. Now, what a fascinating thing. It's an affirmation. We think, yes, 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 isn't that interesting? Or, no, no, no. And no, no, no is an affirmation as much as yes, yes, yes is an affirmation. Now, we can make affirmations by all of our thinking, and we do by all of our thinking. In fact, all of our thinking, as I said, is an affirmation. All of our thinking is affirming something, either positively or negatively, but affirming something, affirming awareness. You open your eyes and you see the sun coming up. You look around and you see the sunlight beaming through the leaves of the trees. You see the sunlight shining upon the pine needles of the pine trees, and you think, gee, isn't that beautiful? You look at the sunlight, nighttime, and the light is dim and dark, and you don't see too well. And you have a beautiful garden of flowers around you. And then the sunlight comes up, and the garden is festooned with color and brightness. It is alive. And you think to yourself, it always was alive, but I didn't see it. Now, when I see it alive, it impresses me, and I affirm how beautiful it is. I affirm how joyous my heart is when I look at those lovely flowers and how great they are. Yes, all of life is an affirmation. And so, to make the best of our affirmations, we want to be selective. Now, we can read anything we choose and put anything we want in our mind. We don't have to read anything. We can just think any thought we want to think and put anything we want in our mind. And when we do this, then we are affirming that into our life. I like to use the affirmation, I like me. When I say I like me, I am making myself think of all sorts of thoughts. I think of all sorts of reasons that I like me. I think of all sorts of reasons that I'm a happy person. I think of all sorts of reasons that life is good. I think of all sorts of reasons that it's a joy to be here doing what I'm doing, living what I'm living. And if it weren't a joy, you can be sure I'd move on to some other dimension. Why do people move on to other dimensions? Well, we haven't taken care of our vehicle. We haven't taken care of this opportunity on this dimension to get the fullness out of it. Oh, younger minds are continually coming up with beautiful, new, positive ways of looking at life. Younger minds are constantly coming up with spectacular ideas about what makes the world go round, and they're coming up with conclusions that their forefathers have come up with many times, but most of the forefathers didn't come up with answers. But the younger people today, through the act of science, through the act of technology, are coming up with knowledge and information and are coming up with solutions to questions that had boggled the minds of generations upon generations of great thinkers. And what's an affirmation? An affirmation is a thought. Every thought we think is an affirmation. So we have to be very careful what kind of thoughts we think. Because do we want to affirm that into our consciousness or not? One article that I read was quite charming, but it was also a little bit idiotic. The author is obviously a brilliant thinker, but he's continually saying he doesn't know. He's continually saying, I have no way of finding out. He's continually saying that he's befuddled by all this information, and he's befuddled by all the facts, and he's befuddled by all the concepts, and he'll never learn that, he'll never understand it. And I thought to myself, why is he putting that sort of a thought in motion about himself? Why is he, in writing, in print, here he is, a knowledgeable person who is respected as a thinker in certain areas, why is he saying that his thought is insignificant, that his thought is insufficient, that his thought just cannot meet the need that he has for himself of knowing the answer? Why does he think that? Well, he meditates on those thoughts and gives them power and continues with his journey. And he will go through this life never coming to any conclusion, never coming to any solution, never coming to any end and all of where he's going. Yes, he will be another one of those people adding to the plethora of people who don't know, who haven't found out. Well, how do people like Einstein find out things? How do people like Stephen Hawking find out things? How do they find out knowledge that is beyond their ken? They do the unacceptable. They go within. They go within to that inner journey, and they listen within. Now, as they listen within, what do they hear? As they listen within, they hear all sorts of ideas. They hear all sorts of probabilities and possibilities. They hear all sorts of unimagined, imaginable things that just sort of tickle the heart. And then in that, they write their fairy tales. That's right. Scientists are the fairy tale writers of the universe. And they write the fairy tales of what they think it might be based upon a little pointing in one direction or another, sort of an illusion in one direction or another. But really, it's pure fairy tale. And really, isn't that what life is all about, a pure fairy tale? Isn't everything we do a pure fairy tale? Why do the hairs on your head grow one way and the hairs on somebody else's head grow another way? Why do we comb our hair contrary to the way that it wants to grow? Some people try to train their hair to grow the way we have ours grow naturally, and we try to train our hair to grow the way someone else has it growing naturally. Why is it that we want to go against the current? Well, if we would flow with the genius that pops out of us, if we would flow with the beautiful ideas that come from our inner depth, we would find that when we say, I like me, we're saying the most powerful affirmation we could ever have. Because when I say, I like me, I am saying, yes, yes, yes. When I'm saying, I think I'm wonderful, I'm saying, yes, yes, yes. And all the enzymes and all the juices of my body and all the organ action functions of my body say, oh, I like this show. It uses me to the highest and greatest potential that I have in me. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. And then we go on with our thought. Our thought, if we allow, will be random. Our thought, if we allow, will just wander around in a seemingly nowhere direction. But we have the privilege in our meditation. We have the privilege in our meditation to follow the affirmation that leads us where we want to go, presumably. Presumably we want to go in a life of span of happiness, harmony, joy, peace, love, goodness. Presumably in our lifespan we want to be a happy person. Presumably in our lifespan we want to feel that we do know certain things. We are at peace with the knowledge within us. And so when I say I like me, I am saying to my entire being, yes, you are a good being. Yes, you are a good being. It reminds me of the every new car that everyone buys. They buy this new car, and they're quite expensive, but they buy the new car, and then they come home, and they look at it, and they take out their handkerchief, and they wipe off a little smudge here and there. And this goes on for a week or so, maybe. But after that, the glow of the new car sort of fades away. The glow of your admiration, love, and delight in the new car fades away. And then you don't take care of it as well. It gets dust on it, and you don't immediately remove it. It gets to pinging a little bit, and you wait a while before you go in and have it taken care of. You don't immediately have it done. It has a little problem here and there, and you don't immediately take care of it. Now, if you had just bought the car, you'd make sure that it was in perfect shape. You'd make sure that back to the garage at every time that it says it has to go in, and check it out, and every time. You see, with our cars, and with our vehicles and our toys, we follow schedules and we take care of them. We take care of them with all of our love and all of our joy. And these vehicles take us around very nicely. Years ago, to get 50,000 miles off a car was thought quite good. 100,000, wow. Today, 100,000 is the minimum that you consider getting with a car. And you keep that car in good shape. And you don't, now they have situations inside the car where you don't have to put in grease because it's a grease job that lasts the life of the car. Other things about the car, they last the life of the car. They're sealed in so that you're not supposed to touch it. You're not supposed to do anything to it. But you see, this comes with imagination, with creativity. This comes with recognizing what is the highest and the best and how we're supposed to think these things through. Yeah. And as it comes, we're the benefactor. We benefit from it. We are the ones who get the benefit from it. We are the ones who get the enjoyment from it. Our bodies like the same type of attention. They like to be fed good food that benefits it. They like to be fed pure liquids that benefit it. They like to be given good thoughts about itself, confidence in itself, belief in itself. They like to be shined and polished with beautiful ideas about itself, as well as with a hose down now and then. But you see, our affirmations are what keep our physical vehicle in order. Other things too, it's true, but our affirmations, I like me, keep our physical vehicle in order. And science tells us there's no reason for our physical vehicle ever to wear out, because it's a self-perpetuating machine. But only as we grow older and as we misuse our bodies and as we tell our bodies it's growing older, that it's not going to last too much longer, that it's subject to different problems. Only then do we begin experiencing these things. Whereas if we were to say, I like me, if we were to use this positive glorious affirmation as one of the most beautiful affirmations we could ever have in our life. Our world would turn and twist and spin and jump for joy, because that's the world we're in. Are you ready for living in that kind of a world? Well, if you are, then you have to live in that kind of a mind. The mind that says, I like me. You have to live in a body that says, I like me. You have to live in a spirit that says, I like me. You have to live in a world that says, I like me. If you look out at the world as problems, then you have more problems. If you look out at the world at its solutions, then living in this world is a joy. Many magazines try to tell us the stories of how we're misusing planet Earth, and perhaps we are. But why not tell us stories how we can use it well, and use it properly, and use it joyfully? Now, you say many magazines do that. Well, that's great. But how about you? How about me? What is it that we look at, and what do we read? What do we hear? What do we think? Do we think I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? Do we think I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? Do we think I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? Wow, what an affirmation. I like me. I like me. What an affirmation. What a joyous experience that is. Make these things your everyday fare, as I do myself. And as we make these things our everyday affair, we may get into the car to drive us somewhere, rather than just thinking ourselves where we want to be. And we do have that possibility, that potential, but we don't do it. We take our vitamins and our other nourishments that we think are valuable, but we don't really need them. When we think pure thoughts, I'm whole and perfect. When we think magnificent thoughts, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, body. When we live in all that we are all the time, and we like ourselves, and we affirm, I like me, I like me, I like me, then life is worth living, which is the whole point. Life is worth living when you have a beautiful vehicle in which to live it. And the beautiful vehicle is our mind. And when we have our mind in perfect shape, we have a perfect body. We have a perfect home. We have a perfect world. We have a perfect environment. The ambience is exactly harmonious to who we are and what we are. This is what life is all about. This is what we are all about. And this is what fun is all about. I love you. I love you. I love you.